this that we have come to celebrate today. Happy Resurrection Day. I know we say Happy Easter, and that's good. That's okay. Happy Resurrection Day. If you have your Bible and you want to join me in 1 Corinthians 15, it's interesting. Paul writes to the church at Corinth, and if you know about the church at Corinth, they had issues. They had issues in their church. They had people who were not getting along. They had people suing each other. They had people trying to show off in church with different gifts they were claiming. They had sin going on, and the church was even, some people were even proud of how tolerant they were of sin in their lives and in their church. They made a mockery of communion. They used real wine, and people were getting drunk. There were some poor people that missed out, and nobody cared about them at communion time. And Paul writes a letter. He's very stern with them and wants to correct and say, you need to be holy. Christ is holy. He has saved you. You're God's church. And so he begins 1 Corinthians talking about the cross. He begins talking about this, the cross of Christ. He says, it's people call it foolishness, but if it's foolish, it is wiser than anybody could ever be. People call it weakness that Jesus died on the cross, but if that's weakness, it's stronger than the strongest army of men. He says, this one thing that I want to remind you of, this one thing I preached when I came there to Corinth, is about Jesus Christ and him crucified. That's how he begins in 1 Corinthians. He ends 1 Corinthians talking about the resurrection. He ends reminding them of this truth that Jesus rose again from the dead, and all who put their faith in him will also have eternal life. So as we begin this morning, I want to ask you that question. Have you put your faith in Jesus Christ? This time of celebration, is it a time of rejoicing to you, or are you still wondering about it, considering, do I believe in Jesus if I put my faith in him? And I want to invite you today to call on the name of the Lord, believing that he died for you and he rose again, and whoever calls on the name of the Lord will be saved, believing in what he has done for you. Let me pray, and then we'll just look at a couple verses together this morning. Father, we thank you so much for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We thank you for his death for our sins on the cross in our place. And we thank you that he rose again, that he has defeated death, defeated the grave, and all who believe on him will be saved, will be forgiven of their sins and cleansed and made right with you and live in heaven. Father, we pray you will just bless this brief time of preaching in Jesus' name. Amen. And so here we have, for I delivered to you as of first importance what I also received, that Christ died for our sins in accordance with the Scriptures, that he was buried and that he was raised on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures. Paul says this is the gospel. This is the good news. This is when he's telling the people in Corinth, hey, you need to get your lives right. You need to love one another. You need to serve one another. You need to bring glory to God in everything that you do. The basis for all of that is these two verses right here. This is the gospel. This is by what you are being saved. If you hold fast to the word I preach to you, if you trust in Christ with your life, Michelle and I have talked about this over the years. What does it mean to trust in Christ? And maybe the question is, am I trusting in anything else? Am I trusting in coming to church on Sunday? Am I trusting in taking communion? Am I trusting that, well, my parents were Christians or my grandmother was a Christian? Are we trusting in any of those things? Do we look at our life and say, I'm really trying to be a good person? I try to help others. I give when I can. Are we looking at those things as the reason that God would save me? Because if we're looking at any of those things, that's not faith in Christ. But faith in Christ says, It doesn't matter what I have done or how hard I have tried. I am just believing in Jesus to save me. That he is the resurrection and the life. That all my sins can be forgiven and washed away because of his work on the cross. Paul says, I delivered to you, I brought this to you, this good news, the first importance, the top priority, that Christ died for our sins in accordance with the scriptures. That as the Old Testament had pointed to one who would come and suffer, and by his wounds we would be healed. Our sins placed upon him, and him making the atonement for us. That's the scriptures, and it was pointing to Jesus. He died for our sins. He was buried. That shows that he had really died. They took him down from the cross. He was dead. And they laid him in the tomb. They buried him. Showing that the Romans knew he was dead. The Romans were experts at execution. They knew when a man was dead. They took him down and they put him in the tomb and they sealed it with the big stone. But that's not the end of the story. That's the end of our story, right? You die, you're laid in the grave. But that wasn't the end of Jesus. He rose again. He rose just as the scriptures had said, that God would not allow his Holy One to suffer corruption in the grave. He would not leave him in the grave. He would be raised again. And so this is the message. This is the good news. Paul, he goes on. He says, Jesus appeared to Cephas, that's Peter, then to the 12 disciples. He appeared to more than 500 brothers at one time. Most of them are still alive, Paul said. You could go and you could talk to these eyewitnesses. In Paul's day, there were still eyewitnesses who had seen Jesus raised, who had talked with him and heard him teach, maybe had eaten with him in fellowship. You could go talk to eyewitnesses who saw the Lord. And some of them wrote down what they saw, and it's been preserved for us in the scriptures. Do you believe it? Do you believe it? I remember I was 10 years old, and I had a gospel tract, and I took it out in the backyard, and I sat under a big maple tree. It was in October, and I sat under that tree in the fall, and I looked at that tract, and I said, do I believe this? Do I believe that I'm a sinner? Because all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And when I was 10 years old, I knew that I was a sinner. Did I believe Jesus died on a cross for me? And I thought about that. Do I believe he died? And I said, I do. Do I believe that Jesus rose again? And that's a miracle. And I thought about that for a moment. Do I really believe that Jesus could be raised from the dead? And here's what I thought as a kid. I thought, well, if God could create everything, like maple trees and clouds and birds and flowers, if God could create everything, if he could give life to begin with, he could give life to someone who had died. And in my heart, I believed that Jesus died for a sinner like me and he rose again. So I admitted, maybe you think of it as ABC. I admit I'm a sinner. I believe Jesus died and rose again. And I call on the name of the Lord to save me. And I did that day. Lord, just please come into my heart and save me. And he did. He promised whoever calls on the name of the Lord will be saved, and I did that. And he saved me. Have you been in that place? Now, maybe it wasn't under a maple tree. Maybe it was in your own room. Maybe it was in a church service or a Sunday school or vacation Bible school. Maybe you talked with someone at work or you talked with someone and you made that decision, trusting in Christ. If you have not, today could be a great Easter for you to trust in Jesus as your Savior. God has given us reminders of the resurrection. Reminders, things that would point to Jesus and this miracle of Resurrection Day. I want to tell you three of them as I close. Number one is springtime. Every fall here in northern Michigan, it gets dark, when the leaves turn red, I think that's a warning. I think God is telling us, you might not want to be here much longer. Okay. When the leaves turn red, well, isn't that beautiful? And the birds know what to do, right? The stalls know what to do, right? You know. typically. You try to get south, you try to get out of here, right? But something happens every April. Well, we get a storm. But every April, it's springtime. It's the winter is passing and springtime comes. And those tulips are starting to push their way. You're always surprised by it. It's been so cold. We've had snow and ice. And we look and it goes, wow, there's some tulips coming up on the south side of the house. You know, you've got some green is starting to come up. It's a reminder of the resurrection. That it looks like everything has died, but it's coming back again in the spring. And it points me back to Christ and the resurrection. Here is a second one. The second one is a sunrise. Every evening, the sun goes down. Now, it's staying up later and later right now, right? I mean, 9 o'clock, I think there's still some daylight out there. Come June, it'll be 10, 10:30, and it's still light outside. We'd like to go up to the Dark Sky Park in Mackinac City, or just west of Mackinac. But here's the problem. Have you been there? It's really cool, but here's the problem. If you go in the summertime, you got to go late, because you're so far north and you're looking west to where the sun is set. So it's 11 o'clock and you're like, where are the stars? I'm supposed to see all these stars. You got to wait for it to get dark enough. Well, the solution to that is to go in the wintertime. But who wants to stand up there on the beach in the wintertime when it's the wind's blowing and it's, you know, 10 below zero? So it's difficult. But every morning, the sun comes up. Every morning. And it doesn't matter if you had a hard night the night before, you couldn't sleep, you wrestled in sleep, or if you were, whatever it was going on in the morning, the sun comes up. And it's a new day, and it's beautiful, and it's a reminder that Jesus was, yes, he was laid in the darkness of the grave, but he rose again that Sunday morning. Okay, last one. Last reminder is butterflies. So last weekend, we were at my in-laws, and we were hauling some tree branches for them, and out of nowhere comes this butterfly. Flitting around, flying, it was black. It was kind of like, not like this one, but it was black and blue, and flitting around, and we just all stood there and looked at it. I said, a butterfly this early? Very cool. But it's a reminder that caterpillar made itself a cocoon and then lays in there, and I don't think anyone can even explain this, but somehow that caterpillar doesn't come out as a caterpillar with wings, right? It comes out as something different. It comes out as a butterfly. You just think about that. Think about caterpillars with all their short little legs and then a butterfly with the long black legs. Something happens. It's like a miracle happens that a caterpillar comes out as this beautiful butterfly. It's a reminder. It's something that points us to Christ, who was killed on the cross and he was buried and he rose again with new life, with a new body. And when you trust in him, it says, when we see him, we will be like him. We will be changed to be like him. So these three reminders of the resurrection, these things happen all the time, and we believe it. Do we believe the gospel? Do we believe the good news that Christ died for our sins in accordance with the scriptures? He was buried. He was raised on the third day. Would you pray with me? Heavenly Father, as we look to you, we thank you for the resurrection of our Savior. And I just pause here for a moment. If you're sitting here today, or maybe you're even following online, with your head bowed and your eyes closed, is today the day you would call on Christ to be your Savior? That you would say, I believe that you died for me and you rose again. I'm turning from my sin to be saved because of Jesus. Is there anyone you would just call on the name of the Lord from a heart believing what Jesus has done? as Christians, we get to celebrate the resurrection of our Savior, the eternal life that he has given to us who have believed. Father, we thank you and we praise you for your goodness to us, for your love to us, your grace and mercy. All we see it on the cross, and now as we celebrate this Resurrection Sunday, fill our hearts with joy. Let us have hearts full of praise to you on this day. Thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. Would you stand with me? We'll sing a closing song.